good directions. Billy Currington on 93.7 JRFM. Happy Friday, JR fam. Your chance to win $100 with the Red Solo Cup game coming up a little after 11. Wait for that cue to call. I've got Amanda Breen, the urban mom, joining me in the studio because Halloween is about a week and a half away already.
I know. It's coming up Wednesday, October 31st.
Costumes ready to go?
Oh, yeah. The front door, everything's set up. We just got to get our pumpkins now.
I've been rocking the Halloween getup for about a month, a little over a month now with my peg leg over here. It's not on purpose, though.
Oh.
I broke my foot, for those who don't know.
Oh, man.
It's been awesome.
Yes.
Not really.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun things for the adults to do, the 19-plus crowd. But what about the little ones? You've got a little chicken that's getting ready to go trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah. I got a list of cute but spooky Halloween events that are perfect for little kids under 10.
I'm going to give them nightmares.
Hopefully not. No, it's more cute rather than scary. Burnaby's Haunted Village is at Burnaby Village near Deer Lake Park. The village transforms into a spooky town with friendly actors. They're all dressed up. Stilt walkers, live entertainment. The kids can dress up, go trick-or-treating, then ride the traditional carousel before heading home. Surrey's Halloween Pumpkin Express is a good one for little kids. They got a child-friendly miniature train ride at Bear Creek Park. It runs from 10 a.m. to 4:30. But if you go at around 6:30 and later, you'll want to leave the little ones at home. It gets a little
scary. People grabbing arms and scaring you.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of screaming going on.
All right, all right.
Now, if you like train rides, there's also the Stanley Park Ghost Train. They've got matinee rides for the little ones with no scary actors or live performances, just displays. And if you like the light display kind of thing, Van Dusen Glow in the Garden in Vancouver has a bunch of lit up carved pumpkins. Really beautiful. They've got lots of Halloween activities, a Hansel and Gretel style scavenger hunt where you follow the garden. It's all whimsical. So fun and really cute. And then, of course, Harvest Glow at Milner Gardens in Langley. It's a larger space. They've got lots of activities, lots of pumpkins. Fun things to do for the little kids.
Instagram-worthy pics. That's another spot.
Totally. Gotta make those memories and post them on Instagram.
If you're not posting pictures, did you even really go?
There's so many things going on, but I've compiled the full list, the Urban Mom page at JRFM.com. And the link is out on Facebook and Twitter as well.
And follow us on JRFM if you're not already.